More than any other individual, John Hume can take credit for being the key architect of the Northern Ireland peace process. His dialogue with Sinn Féin, the political wing of the militant Irish Republican Army, eventually led that organisation to declare a ceasefire, which culminated in the 1998 Good Friday Agreement, which brought peace to the region. The awarding of a knighthood by Pope Benedict XVI is a fitting tribute to a man who has spent his entire adult life in the pursuit of peace, both in Ireland and in other troubled parts of the world. He's been warmly commended as a man who lived gospel values in the political sphere. Born in a Catholic area of Derry in 1937, Mr. Hume studied for the priesthood for a number of years before returning to his native city as a teacher. His experience of the hardship and injustice that the minority Catholic community experienced, coupled with his grounding in Catholic social teaching, led to his involvement in the Northern Ireland Civil Rights Association. He is also a founder of the credit union movement, which ensured that people from modest backgrounds had access to credit at a time when banks stubbornly refused to lend. During his political career, he campaigned tirelessly for an end to discrimination against Catholics in the provision of housing and in employment. However, he consistently rejected violence and urged Catholics to struggle for their civil rights by purely peaceful means. He established the Social Democratic and Labour Party, the SDLP, in 1970 to pursue his political campaigns. He insisted that violence was not only counterproductive, but also wrong. He argued that if Northern Ireland were to leave union with Britain and become part of the Republic of Ireland, a long-cherished hope of most Catholics in the region, it would have to be by exclusively peaceful and democratic means. He would later say that his Catholic faith was central to how he approached all political tasks. It was Belfast-based priest Father Alec Reid who convinced Mr. Hume to begin his dialogue with the political representatives of the IRA, a move which saw him heavily criticised, including from elements within his own party. The dialogue led to a 1994 ceasefire by the IRA, which was quickly followed by a similar ceasefire by loyalist paramilitaries who were fighting an insurgency to keep Northern Ireland part of Britain. The 1998 peace agreement, signed on Good Friday, was hailed as a peaceful resolution to the conflict. Political commentators noted that the document eventually agreed upon contained many of the key principles that Mr. Hume had been articulating for decades. He was jointly awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace in 1998 in recognition for his work. The other recipient was David Trimble, the then leader of the Ulster Unionist Party. Mr. Hume was on pilgrimage to the French Marian Shrine of Lourdes when he was told about the honour from Pope Benedict, and friends say he is delighted. In welcoming the awarding of the papal knighthood, Monsignor Eamon Martin, administrator of Mr. Hume's home diocese of Derry, said it will be conferred in recognition of his outstanding service to Catholic social teaching in the area of peace. Monsignor Martin said that Mr. Hume has worked tirelessly for peace and justice at considerable personal cost and risk. In doing this, he has testified to the fundamental dignity of human beings and the universal, inviolable and inalienable rights presented by Blessed John XXIII in Pacem in Terris, Monsignor Martin said, referring to Pope John's seminal 1963 encyclical on justice and peace. In Pacem in Terris, Monsignor Martin said, referring to Pope John's seminal 1963 encyclical on justice and peace. Mr. Hume's successor as leader of the SDLP, Mark Durkin, said the honour from the Pope was especially appropriate because in all his politics, John Hume reflected gospel values of non-violence, peace, respect for difference, equality, justice, and care for the dignity and well-being of others. His moral compass, Mr. Durkin said, and vocational pursuit of a democratic accommodation with shared institutions served in navigating us all through the worst of violence and division to an agreement and the opportunities we now have. Mr. Hume is widely respected across the political divides in Ireland and in 2010 was voted Ireland's greatest person ever in a public poll. In Dublin, for Vatican Radio, I'm Michael Kelly.